It says these words. One day some parents brought their children to Jesus so he could lay his hands on them and pray for them. But the disciples scolded the parents for bothering him. But Jesus said, "Let the children come to me. Don't stop them, for the kingdom of heaven belongs to those who are like these children." And he placed his hands on their heads and blessed them before he left. "Let the little children come to me." Camp was started so many years ago with a vision of two men who had a desire for boys and girls to come to know the Lord Jesus, to get to heaven. And we've been thinking very much about heaven this week. Our songs, our speakers have been very much focused on heaven. Here, Jesus is travelling back to Jerusalem for the last time, knowing full well what will take place in the days to come. And as he travels back to Jerusalem with all of those things on his mind, knowing that he's going to hang on a cross and be nailed to that cross and suffer at the hands of men, he had all of that on his mind. And yet he stopped off with time for little children to bless them. His disciples tried to stop the parents. We don't know why. But they didn't want them to bother him. But Jesus said, "Let the children come to me." He did two things. He wanted to bless them. And he also taught us a lesson in those three verses. It doesn't say that the kingdom of heaven is for children. He said the kingdom of heaven is for people like these little children. What do little children have that we don't have? Well, little children are full of wonder. Are full of wonder. I'm amused that if I ever want to keep Winston occupied, it's not toys, it's not massive games. If I put on my iPhone pictures of sports cars and just flick through them, his mouth is open with wonder. Wow. He's full of wonder. And children are like that. In the smallest things they find wonder. The psalmist says that let all the earth stand in awe of God. And I just pray that we will be full of wonder for what the Lord Jesus has done for us. Let's not lose the wonder, the awesomeness of what he did. Little children are also full of dependence. Full of dependence. Their fathers, their mothers, their older siblings look after them and care for them. And Jesus said, if we want to be in the kingdom of heaven, we have to be just like that, full of dependence on a God who loved us and wants the best for us. We saw that verse in Jeremiah, that his plans for us are for good and not for harm. And little children are full of belief, full of belief. And their belief turns to trust. It was rather awful of Tom early in the week to tell Morgan that Jesse Lingard was on camp. And Morgan believed it, didn't he, mate? He trusted. He was hunting every tent for a signature. Jesus says that's the people who gain the kingdom. People who are full of believing. And believing turns to trust. And so that's the thought as we leave this place. That we must all come as little children, full of dependency, full of belief, full of wonder for what the Lord Jesus has done. I'm really privileged on camp this week to have all of our immediate family. I've got my mum here, My dad's gone to be with the Lord, but my mum's here. And I've got our three children here who are all believers in the Lord Jesus, and their partners as well are all believers in the Lord Jesus. And we've got all of our grandchildren here. In fact, coming up, Morgan and Poppy and Winnie, and is Theodora there as well? And Mabel, here we come. We've just got one short. Flora's gone off to hospital with a dislocated shoulder this morning. So she would have been here. But this is the rest. And my prayer is, and I don't know how long I'm going to be around in this world, but my prayer is that each one of these will accept the invitation to come to Jesus. Jesus said, let the children come to me. And I pray that for Morgan and for Poppy, for Theodora, for Winnie, and for Mabel, that they will find Jesus. And I pray that for every one of you as well. As you leave the tent and camp this morning, that you would just come like a little child, just full of belief, just full of wonder at what Jesus has done, full of dependency on a God who loves us and gave his son for us. And I pray that you come to Jesus, just in simple faith, nothing more than that. Just come to Jesus. And we're going to sing a song that we've sung all week, and it's going to close off our camp. And it is so true that one day we will see face to face Jesus. Is there a greater vision of grace for when we all get to heaven? Let's stand after the introduction, shall we? Stand.